music of Dr. Deborah Stroman, UNC faculty member, University of Virginia professor, sports businesswoman extraordinaire, and host of If You Only Knew right here on 97.9 The Hill. We welcome her onto our airwaves on Friday afternoons each week to talk about things happening in the sports world, how it connects with business and otherwise. Happy Friday, Deb. How's it going?
Things are going great. This is my favorite time of the year, the fall. The leaves falling, the coloring of the leaves, the crisp, cool temperatures. But again, I do not count out us having 95-degree weather in November, considering what's going on this past year.
Yeah, completely agreed. This is one of my favorite times of the year because it is a UNC football bye week. I certainly enjoy having Carolina football, but it's also nice to have a week where you can just kind of sit back and watch other teams and at this point, too, watch some other sports. And we're going to use this opportunity in a bye week to talk about some hoops as the WNBA is in its Final Four playoff run. And we just had an MVP of the league named this week. It goes to Breonna Stewart of the New York Liberty, who I think on paper, everybody goes, yeah, that makes sense. She's fantastic. She's won it before. But Deb, this was one of the closest MVP races I feel like I have ever seen. And Stewart actually won without getting the most first place votes from WNBA media, which is just extremely rare and goes to show how the three-person race between her, Asia Wilson, and Alyssa Thomas was just so incredibly tight. What are your thoughts on Stewart not only winning the MVP, but also how she's been matching up against Alyssa Thomas in the playoffs?
Well, there's no doubt that this would be a data point for any type of news is good news. And for the WNBA to have a talent like Breonna Stewart, who has done so much for women's basketball, college, you know, Olympics, pros, but to see that there is some type of controversy or debate, that's good for the WNBA. We need more eyes on the WNBA. And so when you think about the matchup, and it is the Liberty versus the Suns, you've got a player who is shutting down the named MVP in Alyssa Thomas. And I so enjoyed watching her play as a collegiate at Maryland and just watching how she was dominating back then before she had the shoulder injuries. Dominating on both ends of the court. Now, for those of you who watch her play, you see that she has a shot put type of shot because she can't really lift her arms above her head. But yet she's locking down and playing well. So, you know, the idea is Breonna Stewart, we got to lift her up. I mean, she's had 40-point games. She's leading the Liberty. But right now in the playoffs, when you need your MVP, Alyssa Thomas is doing the work. She's getting it done.
Yeah, it's very exciting because all of the talk coming into this year was, oh, it's automatically locked in because Breonna Stewart's going to the Liberty. It'll be the Liberty versus the Aces in the final. But the Connecticut Sun have given them a good run for their money. They are at the moment splitting this semifinal with one game apiece. Game three's later on tonight. And the Aces, they're leading the Wings 2-0. But, you know, they've looked at times pretty vulnerable during this playoff run, too. And to your point about all, you know, there's no such thing as bad news, like super teams in the WNBA could also be fun, right? Like it's fantastic to see all these stars playing together, but it's also fun to see teams try and take them down.
No doubt. And the Connecticut Sun are very, very confident. They went into the playoffs noting that everybody's hoping for a Liberty Aces matchup. But Connecticut Sun has done some work against Liberty throughout the season, so they came in confident, and they got that game one victory in New York. It was fun watching game two because, again, Connecticut was in the game. They could have won that game and been up 2-0, but Liberty came through at the end. But watching that matchup with Tiffany Hayes, who was a star player at Connecticut, shutting down the Liberty's star, Enescu, and screaming at her because I think Tiffany ended up with more than 30 points. She said repeatedly, and the camera's right on her face, saying, "You can't guard me. You can't guard me." So the smack talk is happening with women's basketball. I know tonight's game is a very, very important game for the Liberty to win. I don't know if they can. Connecticut's coming home. They've got great crowd support. And again, Alyssa Thomas is doing a wonderful job of guarding Breonna Stewart. So it'll be interesting to see if Liberty makes some changes offensively to get Breonna Stewart back into her rhythm and scoring, you know, 20, 30 points.
Once again, we're speaking with Dr. Deborah Strowman, and the WNBA playoffs do continue tonight at 7:30 with the Liberty and Sun in that first game, and then the Las Vegas Aces and Dallas Wings in the later game at 9:30 tonight. Also wanted to take this opportunity to talk a briefly bit about the NBA, because holy smokes, we had a massive trade happen earlier this week that everybody had been waiting on. Damian Lillard had said that he was ready to leave Portland. Portland ready to part ways since their timeline didn't match up with their aging superstar. And Dame had let them know Miami was the place they wanted to, that he wanted to go play. Miami had submitted a trade offer months ago, but Portland never really seemed too sold on it. And then all of a sudden, the Milwaukee Bucks come swooping in. They land Damian Lillard in a three-team trade that sends players to the Blazers, sends players to Phoenix. And all of a sudden, now the Milwaukee Bucks certainly seem like the favorite in the East. But, and Dame has said that he will play, which I think is important, but I am curious to your thoughts on this, Deb. We have, for the last couple of years, seen so many NBA superstars force their way out of teams and sometimes to specific destinations. And this was a situation where the small market team said, no, we're going to do what we think is best and almost make this trade out of spite toward the Heat in some way, because they really just didn't see that offer as appealing. Do you think this is, we're starting to maybe see the trend back in terms of NBA players maybe won't have quite as much say as they want to when it comes to their trade destinations?
If you're at the super superstar level, you still control things, but that general superstar, as in a player who makes, you know, all pro, all NBA, yeah, I think we can see some tightening there. You know, there's so many different things to think about with this trade. You know, we think about the Portland to Milwaukee trade with Dame, which is major, but I still think about Chris Paul and how everything was set up. Well, the first setup was for him to go to Los Angeles, and that was denied by the league. Mm-hmm. Thinking about Chris, our very own Chris Paul, to get a ring. He ends up in Phoenix with a super team, and, you know, they were supposed to win it or be in the finals. And Chris didn't get that. And now he's, you know, on another squad. I want to say the Clippers.
He's on the Warriors. He's on the Golden State Warriors, as a matter of fact.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, I think about Chris Paul still trying to get a ring. Then I think about this trade and Giannis, you know, he was basically saying, you better get me some more help or I'm out of here. Right. He wasn't aware of the Dame Lillard trade. And they said it was because the GM at Milwaukee didn't want to put too much pressure on him because he's very, very close to Drew Holiday, who is now out there, you know, thinking about where his next will be. Holiday is a lockdown guard, considered one of the best defensive guards in the league. You've got at least five playoff teams, including Boston, who he burned so much, and the Lakers and Philadelphia want him. He's 33 years old. He can become a free agent next summer, but he is the golden egg out there right now. But Milwaukee losing him, I'm not penciling Milwaukee in as the NBA championship.
Me neither.
The game slows down, and you need a guard that can play defense.
Yeah, me neither. And Dame is a fantastic shooter. Like, what he'll be able to do in the offense and provide Giannis with as a shooting point guard is something totally different than what Giannis has worked with before. I'm sure that'll take some time to get out, but I'm sure that they're also going to be absolutely deadly. But I mean, how you just can't outscore people, truly just
That's
outscore
right.
and not play any defense when it comes to the NBA playoffs. And I'm sure more defense will be, you know, they'll focus on defense, but Dame Lillard is not known for that. It'll be curious to see how it all comes together. And you're right. How often is it that we see one major trade of an all NBA player then turn into, okay, it immediately turns into who's going to be trading next for this all-star mm-hmm. that just got shifted to another team. It's going to be a fascinating NBA season where there are always storylines abound. For the last couple of minutes that I have you, Deb, it makes sense to be talking about hoops on the local level too, because both UNC basketball teams began their official practices this week. They, of course, had been practicing in forms and fashions over the last little bit, but today was, I should say this week was the start that the NCAA allows for true full practices together. What are you most excited about? Because I feel like there are some questions, but also lots of excitement around both the men's and women's basketball teams this year.
Well, I'm excited that you still have, even though Courtney's been, Vanguard has been coach for a while, but you still have youthful young coaches, right, who are trying to really identify their style. And I'm talking about to get rings, because UNC, well, except on the men's side, we did have that 1 year where it was pretty painful. But everybody knows, everybody circles Carolina on their schedule. So it's going to be a competitive game. And more times than not, Carolina wins. So for Hubert and for Courtney, they're trying to be playoff tested. They're trying to get rings. They want ACC championships. They want to be in the Final Four. And on the men's side in particular, we've got 7 newcomers coming on the team. So it's going to be really interesting to see how the coaching staff is able to mold those players. Now, the good news is that, you know, some of the new players have great experience. So I'm looking forward to seeing Cormac Ryan from Notre Dame make his mark, you know, as a fifth year. But I'm also looking forward to seeing how Elliot Cadeau plays in the backcourt with R.J. Davis. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
On the women's side, again, you know, we've got, you know, we've got some veteran experience coming back, whether it's Espy, and of course, we know the superstar Deja Kelly. So they'll have to blend in and, you know, welcome these newcomers as well.
Both teams have rosters where it's like, okay, the established talent who's been here for a couple of years, and they also have some newcomers, whether they're young or old, where you, like, you know, you point to them and you say they could make a real difference on this team. For the men's, it feels like the question is, can they avoid disappointment again this year, get back to a nationally competitive level? Then on the women's side is, can they actually make the leap to be more than just competitive and maybe be a national contender? Lots to be excited for as we get closer to basketball season, which is frankly just a month away, which I find very, very exciting, Deb. Well, we'll send you.
It is exciting.
Yeah, we'll send you into the weekend on that note. Thanks as always for dropping by to talk Stroman on sports. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Go Heels.